Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the new Pope from Chicago, Labubu being the new Furby, Nina West as Miss Piggy, plus our thoughts on the movie Sinners, and the new bracket format for Drag Race All-Stars 10. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts, and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello.
Hey, pretty girls. Hey,
hello,
pretty,
hello, hello.
Hey,
you know what? Now that I
know that I can do this, and you don't even know I'm doing it, my voice is just different right now.
I can just do that left and right. I'm not going to, but just
you
I
should
people. Stay on your toes.
You know when you used to be like, what's the bleep budget?
We have a... I'm bleeping right now. You will never know if it's the bleep... The people will know.
Was that actual bleep or were you doing the witness protection voice?
I think I was bleeping.
Oh God. So they were just listening to a bleep. How many buttons do you have?
Baby, thousands.
Do you push the button by Sugar Babes?
I'm trying to stay away from
what other buttons. Modulations can you do,
honey? Up, down, robot, slutty, but the slutty's just from me.
Kind of unfair that you have a board and I just have to throw on an accent, pretend I'm pushing a button.
Okay, hold down the British button for the next sentence.
That was it. You just missed it.
Oh, you turned it off. Here, hold it down again.
Cheerio, mate.
It's realistic.
I'm going to the loo.
Oh, okay. That's thank good. You. That was here. Will you stop pushing it though?
Thank you.
Oh, you! I think you spilled coffee on your Australia button. It's a little glitchy.
Thank you. I have been called glitchy.
Yeah.
I was watching a TikTok about this girl talking about how itchy her butthole is.
Oh, honey. Okay.
And I thought,
and?
I thought, whatever happened to hello?
We know too much about each other.
I know what I really, what I really
this,
thought.
Has your butthole ever itched?
No. Well, here's my first thought was that there were
your butthole has
I'm
never
sure it
itched.
Has. Okay. I had chicken pox. We're pre chicken pox vaccines, babies. You know, kids okay. These days nowadays get a chicken pox vaccine
if they're
the
lucky.
Pox,
my God,
the pox are out.
You know, kids these days don't even get any vaccines. There are adults out there not vaccinating their kids.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's talking about her itchy butthole.
What do you mean, anyway? Let's go back
and
to the
I
itchy
thought,
butthole.
Do you think she just isn't wiping well enough?
Ooh, or wiping too well. Sometimes irritation can really be the
I'm
death
glad
of
I brought
you.
This up because I really hadn't considered wiping too well. But you're not wrong.
Well, yes, the butthole can only take so much, and that goes both directions. It can only take so much crusty crust residue, and it can only take so much wiping off of its, you know, natural protective layers. Your skin on all fronts is very fragile. And imagine the skin at a place of entry and exit.
And that's why we here at Psychobabble encourage you to wipe with Charmin.
Sure. I don't give a fuck. Them Charmin bears, I know it's a topic that's been beaten to death, but them Charmin bears love this shit.
Everybody poops, man.
Everybody. Everybody Croutons poops are doing well. Thank you for asking.
I'm happy to know that. Hey, did you hear what iconic franchise is coming back?
Final Destination.
Well, that's, I think that's back again.
Back again. Yes. Well, I have. Funny you should mention Final Destination. Well, they broke the world record. Did you see
Final Destination? For what? Did you see it?
For the oldest person ever on fire on camera.
Do you think?
I didn't know you booked the cameo.
Isn't it wild that what sprung to mind was, do you ever see Dante's Peak?
No. Is it like a widow's
peak? It's about a volcano. And at one point they're in this little, the volcano's erupting. They're in a boat. They're pushing. Sorry about a spoiler on a 30-year-old movie, by the way. They're pushing the boat across the water, but the lake's really heating up because, you know, lava and shit making that boiling water. And the boat they're in is like metal. It's one of those like little propeller boats. And it's like, the acid is burning through the metal and they're almost to the dock and they're almost about to save their lives. And they're like, oh, we're not going to make it. We're going to sink. The grandma jumps out into the water and gives the boat one last push to save the family. But grandma gets roasted, toasted in the lake.
She's looking like a lobster. You know when lobsters jump into the pot?
She comes out and is serving water burn realness. Okay. A water burn is different than a fire burn, is different than a steam burn.
That's very true. Steam is the worst. Did you know?
I worked in a kitchen growing up. Of course I know that. How dare you?
Yeah. A steam burn can really get you.
So you never saw that? I need to send you the scene. It must be on YouTube.
It sounds familiar. I am thinking more of maybe there's like a... What's the movie where there's maybe a volcano and somebody's like going through a sewer and like walking through the lava and like trying to reach... I don't know. I have a childhood memory of lava burning somebody.
Maybe it's not. I typed in Dante's Peak grandma. Google filled it in for me. Grandma legs, grandma acid legs, grandma roof death.
Oh, no. Well,
sacrificed herself.
She was.
That's iconic.
It wasn't real, though. It wasn't real.
Do you consider that burn oldest person set on fire?
That's what I was about to say. No, she would. This is in Final Destination. Yvette Ferguson, a 71-year-old stunt performer, came out of retirement to do the scene. She was really on fire. She was a stunt girl. She was a stunt queen.
And what do you think, Grandma? And you think Grandma Ruth was just in a medium heated lake?
Yes, she was. She was acting. She was faking it. She was joshing for the
1997.
Vibe.
I saw that movie in theater. Okay. So anyways, Wife Swap is back. Can you believe it?
Okay.
Do you know the famous show?
Yeah. Famous especially for what's her face? Marguerite.
Well, baby, it's back.
You know who I'm talking
Marguerite.
About? Marguerite, the God Warrior.
Well,
You know what, Corey? I hate to do it to you, but I do. I think I can push a button and people will hear it. Hold on.
This is a test.
I didn't hear anything. You're going to have to tell me.
That's her saying, this is a test. This is a God test.
Well,
I think they heard
Wife Swap is back, but it's Real Housewives edition.
Oh, okay. No.
That's it.
Like you had me and then you lost me within
the Real Housewives will trade lives with Real Housewives.
Are they not real?
No. Real Housewives will trade lives with Real Housewives.
Which ones are real?
The ones from the TV show Real Housewives will be trading spaces
with not real.
Everyday housewives. Mothers
trading spaces,
trading houses,
trading spouses.
Do you ever, You ever see that?
Espousing?
You ever see that Trading Spaces episode where they put hay all over the wall?
Girl, no. I think a big fear of mine is walking into a room with blindfolded to see the makeover and having to perform happiness no matter what I open
well,
my
maybe
eyes
you
to
didn't
see.
Have to perform happiness because I there's you know Miss Mojo must have a top 10 countdown on YouTube of the top 10 worst reactions.
Certainly. That sounds terrifying and I would not want to
I
be a part of
it. I wish back in the day we would have filmed a Trading Spaces video. We each redid a room for each other.
Or we room raided each other.
With a black light?
Yeah.
Every time I went over to your house, it was an episode of Room Raiders, honey.
So the Real Housewives are trading spouses or houses? Spaces? Or Faces?
I think it's like the movie Face Off with Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. You ever see it?
This new series,
Wife Swap, Real Housewives Edition, they're swapping faces like in Face Off starring Nicolas Cage and John Travolta.
So if you could trade a face with any Real Housewife, whose face would you want to put on your body? You keep your hair, you keep your body, you keep your ears. Okay. You only get the skin of their face.
No shade.
Okay, but it would be a good facial transplant. You would get their good, it would look good on you. It would look exactly how it looks on
none of their faces are real faces anymore. They're all Botox, the house down boots. They've all had filler. They've all had brow lift.
Okay, well then
their
chin. Okay, you're going to get all of it. The filler,
they all
the chin,
had a
the brow, the
septum.
Well, who amongst us hasn't?
Who would be a very pretty man? Which I would want. Can I still grow facial hair through their skin?
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah, brother.
I'm picturing you with, who's that woman who's like got kind of short hair maybe?
Vicky Gunvalson?
She bent over. No, she bent over at Andy Cohen's baby shower.
Lisa
and opened
Rinna?
Up her whole. Yes, I can see you with Lisa Rinna's face.
I do give a little Lisa Rinna.
I could see Lisa Rinna's face on your body.
Yeah, then we'll go with, well, yes. Same hair.
Of your hair or her hair? Well, you'd have to grow out your hair.
All right.
If you want her hair, you got to grow out your hair
if
for
you
her hair.
Stay hairy, you don't got to get hairy.
Hey, somebody's got a husband named Harry, a Real Housewife.
It would be her.
No!
Lisa Rinna is married to Harry
Hamlin.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God. Okay, so do you think you could sneak into bed and have him caress your face, but it's her face?
I don't think he...
And do you think he would know?
He doesn't spend a lot of time with her.
Oh. And now we said it.
Straight marriages are over.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Finally, my God. Okay.
The new Pope is in town, but divorce is trending.
I'm not done. I'm not done. Oh, I would talk about the new Pope. We got a new Pope, a Pope straight from Chicago.
Woke.
Bitch, I am from Chicago.
Woke Pope.
Let's talk Chicago. When was the first time you went to Chicago?
I think around like eighth or ninth grade, I went with my friend.
Exactly.
I went with my friend,
yes.
Danielle. We took the Amtrak in. Oh, remember when you came over for my 40th birthday?
Yes.
Remember the balls that you were playing with?
You're going to have to be more specific.
The jingle balls.
Oh, yes. The balls that you rotate in your hand to extend the muscles of your hand and to, you know, keep your flexibility going. Yeah.
I'm Googling it. They're called How would you pronounce Baoding? Bowding?
B-A-O. Yes.
Yes. These are Bowding balls that I got from Chinatown in Chicago on my first trip, and I still have them to this day. Oh my God. The picture on Wikipedia is the exact pair that I own.
Well, I think they're mass produced.
Lord knows they're not even from China, the ones that I have.
Okay, so Chicago, yay or nay? Would you recommend it to the people?
I once went on a Segway tour around Chicago.
The question stands.
I don't know if I want to.
And so did you on the Segway.
I don't know if I want to be in the windy city with the cold and the winter.
They weren't lying. It is kind of windy there. It's like when it's windy.
It's giving. What's her name? Who whispers a shh and then shivers?
I don't know.
The drag queen who walks out and goes shh.
Oh,
why can't
that's. That I can rings a bell, but
I'm like Blair St. Clair.
Is
yes,
it
Blair St. Clair?
Okay, I went to Chicago. I saw Wicked in Chicago regional. You know,
yeah, same.
The first time I went to Chicago was to go to H&M.
Damn,
we were looking for new track jackets. You know,
you know what I did for the first time in Chicago? You'll never believe it,
girl.
The very first time I had Cheesecake Factory was in Chicago.
Ooh, you know, probably same.
Yeah, I was like, I remember it vividly. Still.
Well, I
used to
there's
think,
not a Cheesecake Factory I, visit. I don't remember.
I used to think the Cheesecake Factory was like an old rundown brick building that was like a mom and pop shop, and you just went in and all they had was cheesecake. I thought it was picture
that's the truth about the Ghirardelli building in San Francisco. In my head, that's what that is.
You know the factory where the dad works in Jumanji?
Yeah.
I thought that's what the Cheesecake Factory was, but they were selling cheesecake.
Well,
I was wrong.
In some places maybe.
I was wrong. Instead they have Eye of Sauron.
Oh my God. I hope they never remodel, because like part of the appeal is the Eye of
should
Sauron
we,
everywhere.
Should we get that Eye of Sauron Cheesecake Factory booth tattooed?
No.
Would you get a tattoo of a restaurant logo if they told you it guaranteed you a free meal there whenever you wanted and they promised it would never go out of business?
Yes.
Okay, what?
Yes, and let me tell you why. Honey, the tariffs. Honey, the recession, honey. You don't know the value of the tattoo until you need the tattoo to be of value. And let's just say a free meal at any point.
You can have... I'm putting parameters on
it. You need it.
Okay. You can have one free meal a day for just yourself. But otherwise,
I would get the tattoo right now. Does it have to be a certain size?
Yeah, it can't be like a dot.
It
can be smaller than your owl, but maybe it's scotch bigger than your acorn.
Okay, I understand and I accept. And do I get to pick the restaurant?
Yeah.
Which one would you get?
Please tell me now. I'm waiting. You've been edging.
I think I would do Chipotle.
Wow. You'll never believe this.
What?
I was hanging out with my brother for lunch yesterday, and I said, "Do you want to get Chipotle?" And he said, "Nah, Chipotle just don't hit like it used to."
That's true, but it's because you're ordering what you always order. Have you considered switching it up?
I don't understand the appeal of the grilled veggies. You get those?
I do it. And let me
tell
you why.
You know what I don't understand the appeal of? The corn salsa.
What?
You get that?
Oh, I do it.
I'll dabble in the grilled veggies. I don't think I've ever had the corn salsa.
I do both, and I love the corn salsa. It gives a little sweet tang to it.
Oh, is it a sweet corn?
Yes, and every time I order it, I think, I don't remember eating corn.
When? When do you think that?
As I'm ordering it.
Do you tell them?
No. But I do get the veggies as well, because you get onions, you get peppers, it's nice, you get a lot of juices and flavorings that have been seeping and soaking.
Yeah.
I think it pairs well with anything that you get. But if you're feeling like you're bored of Chipotle, baby, switch it up. If you've been getting black beans, get a pinto. If you've been getting chicken, get a steak. If you've been doing burrito, have you considered a taco? I've never ordered tacos at Chipotle, but like, if I were feeling like I want something new, maybe I could do that.
On this season of Top Chef, they had like an off day for the contestants, and they catered them Chipotle, and they all had to turn in their Chipotle order. And then the next day they went in for their challenge, and they were like, we wrote down your Chipotle orders, and those are the only ingredients you get to use. And now you have to make a meal with your Chipotle order from yesterday. Sponsored by Chipotle. Okay.
Great.
Perfect, a fun actually. Challenge, right?
If you had to do the tattoo thing for a restaurant, which fast food restaurant would you pick?
I would have to.
Up there was Panda Express, but it doesn't feel like, will I want to eat Panda Express every day? Yes. But is that the correct decision for my human form? No.
Right.
Chipotle, I could rationalize.
Right. And like, you're right. Like, I do want like a grab and go. Do I always want to have to sit down at the Cheesecake Factory with my Cheesecake Factory tattoo? And like,
yeah, you can't pick a restaurant. This isn't, you can't pick Applebee's. You can't pick, I'm talking fast food.
Well, I can pick whatever I want. This is my game.
You're right, I guess. You can pick Cheesecake Factory.
Oof. I pick Kool's Deli.
Stupid. That feels like money laundering. It feels like you're redirecting money into your own pockets on that one.
Joke's on you, because I used to eat there for free before it closed.
And you wonder why it closed.
I know. You don't have all them grandkids and all them in-laws and just keep letting everyone eat for free.
I did, I think maybe for 1 year, but I, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe multiple years, I don't know. I at least for 1 year had a Chipotle card that was one meal a day for free. And when I say I was swinging through, even if the thought of Chipotle was going to make me sick, I was still swung through and got my free meal and put it in the fridge. No matter where I was, no matter what city, if I saw a Chipotle, if I were flying into a city, going to my hotel, if I saw a Chipotle nearby, I would at least go get one. And, you know, maybe I'm going to want
you
that.
You were all Charlie Puth in the back. I'm hungies.
I was hungies. Even if I wasn't hungies, I was using my one free Chipotle card.
Yeah, I think I remember when I was with you and then my car got hit in the Chipotle parking lot.
And I got a free Chipotle?
No. And I got a free crack bumper.
I do remember that. Yes.
Well,
good times. I think they fled the scene.
Yeah, it was indeed correctly. A hit and run.
Yeah.
Well, great times, great oldies.
I was just about to say something, but it's left my mind. Oh no.
Did you want to talk about the movie Sinners?
Speaking of beans, speaking of pinto beans. So did the Pope touch the bean?
Probably. The first Pope to ever touch the bean. First Pope to ever quote tweet J.D. Vance.
A Pope touched the bean? I thought they were supposed to be celibate.
You watch Conclave?
No. What does that mean? Oh, the movie? No. No. Did you follow Pope Crave for the updates as they were picking?
No,
a new
I
one?
Saw, I saw, I saw people trying to make content off of it. I didn't enjoy it.
I wanted to be like, shut the hell up. This is just like when we got a new queen, have to deal with people acting like they care about a new queen of England. Shut the hell up. We're not turning this into an event.
Yeah, I saw an article I saw a video that was very America's Next Top Pope. with all green screen and shit, and then they were narrowing down who the Pope was going to be, and I watched that video after the Pope had been named, and the person who got named wasn't even in the video. So I thought, oh, okay, well, you wasted my time.
Have you heard about the prophecy about this being the last Pope, though?
Well, very American for us to think the last Pope's going to be American.
No, no. What I saw was there's this person from way back yonder who has predicted every Pope.
It's very like, will the computers turn over on New Year's Eve?
Yes, yes. That's what it feels like. In the chapel or whatever has only one room for one more picture of a Pope, and this is the final one. Oh, I'm going to be so annoyed if the rapture happens and it was all like the idiot, crazy people that believe in the rapture are all vindicated because it actually happened and went down how they said it was going to. That's going to be so annoying when that happens, but it's not going to happen, right? People are all like, you need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior quickly. What's that Judge Judy slapping the table, pointing at her clock?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
I think Jesus is probably going to have a lot of people who voted for Trump that think they're Christians that he needs to talk to first before he gets to us homosexuals.
I do think if the rules and parameters exist as described by the people who believe them, then I am good to go, even as a non-believer. If the rules and parameters exist as described by the people who are fanatics and shit, they're all going to hell. I don't think they realize that they're going to hell, though, but they're probably, they're definitely not going to heaven.
Hello? They're all liking pictures of Trump dressed at the Pope. They're all worshiping false idols, false gods.
Right. Okay, speaking of sinners, so you saw Sinners.
Yeah, I loved it. What a nice time to be at the movies seeing an original thought.
Yes.
What a nice time to not
they call
be
me
seeing
an original thought.
Not be seeing a squeakquel or a remake or a Marvel movie.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I'm happy it succeeded. I'm happy it's continuing to succeed. If you haven't seen it yet, oh my God, it was a thrill. There were giggle moments. Laugh out loud moments, shock.
I jumped at one point.
Did your jaw drop ever? Were you all like, huh?
No.
You jumped?
No.
What do you mean you jumped?
Like, I can tell you what part it was at. No, I really enjoyed it. It's so much more than a scary movie, but the context of the trailer, if you watch any of the trailers that I saw, it's very leans into it heavily being like, this is a scary movie. I was just a little bummed because I had a clear vision of one of the actors from the trailer as a vampire. So I knew they were going to turn. So that was my only annoyance is that because like some of the characters you were all, are they gonna, are they not gonna? And I knew someone important was gonna because I had watched the trailer.
Yeah, I thought the exact same thing, and I know who you're talking about. I'm like, oh, I understand where this is going to go for you.
Yeah, but I really liked it. I loved the plays on how it talks about like culture in general, and there's a lot to take away and unpack from that film.
Yeah, I thought it was like I was thinking about it. And watching videos about it and finding TikToks to like see what Easter eggs I missed about it. And it clearly had people who knew what the hell they were doing contextually with history, making like decisions that like fit into existing history, like to make the movie, I don't know, like accurate in its own way. And honestly, like as, because what would you call it? Is it like a vampire movie? No.
No.
Yes, but I mean, no.
That's what I said. It's like the trailer was really... I feel like I saw that trailer 100 times because I see a lot of scary movies and they were running it before a lot of scary movies. But even that, like there was so much more setup to... I feel like the trailer is very like one moment in time is all they really ever kind of show in that trailer. And there was so much building up to that moment that was like fun and interesting and educational, I guess.
Yes, I loved it. I definitely want to see it again. It's been hard to see it in LA though, because like every theater has been sold out, even in the mornings, every single day. Like it's the word of mouth.
Well, everyone in San Francisco has moved on to the new Marvel movie. So I snatched up a seat yesterday with my brother, and it was a whole theater to ourselves for the most part.
The Marvel movie or Sinners?
Sinners.
Okay. Yeah. Well, great. You know what I just saw? Have you ever seen the Muppet movie, the Muppet Caper? Is that what it's called?
The Muppet Caper?
The Muppet Caper.
No.
Yes. The Muppet Caper.
I don't think I
have. Like it's from maybe the 70s or the 80s or something. It's a Muppet movie. It's Kermit, you know, Fozzie and Gonzo. They go to London to solve. They work for a newspaper or something, and they go to London to solve a mystery of who. It's like a diamond heist movie. Anyway, I went and saw it performed, read from the script by a cast of people to raise money for Trans Latina, which is like an organization in LA. But Nina West was in it as Miss Piggy, and oh my God, it was such a fun little evening. I loved it. They had an entire cast of like comedians and people like, you know, all reading the script, and it was a fun little evening. I was like, look at me out on the town.
Did she do a Piggy voice?
Oh yes, she did full Piggy drag. She did Miss Piggy voice. It was iconic. I thought the whole time, like, Nina West, you are a star.
Okay, I love that.
okay. And then last night I watched the movie itself, and I'm like, damn, I'm obsessed with the Muppets. The Muppets are really that bitch.
I think
the
you Muppets should get a Muppet for your back. For your little room, you should get a Muppet.
Oh my God, Corey, you know what I saw? I was walking through, there's this market in LA that it was like in a parking lot at the park, and people were selling things out of their trunks and stuff. Okay. It was like a swap meet or something. And some people had blankets of like stuff that they were selling. Somebody had this size, what? How would you describe this size? The size of crouton, maybe?
Bigger than a 2 liter?
Bigger than a 2 liter. Somebody had a peewee doll sitting on Cherry. And I gasped, and he goes, oh, you like peewee? And I said, yes, love peewee. Love, 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 love. And he goes, me too. Though he's had a very interesting life. And I'm like, okay, I'm not trying to get into all that. And I was like, yeah, but how much for that peewee with the Cherry? And he said, well, it was $50 for Cherry, $50 for peewee. I did not make the purchase, recession indicator, but I did think about it, and I thought of you, and I thought, damn, I really would love to own that.
Yeah. Wow. And if you were meant to have it, the universe will put it in front of you again.
Yeah, well, it's gone. You got a laboo-boo.
A little boo-boo?
A laboo-boo.
I think you mean little boo-boo.
No, you got a laboo-boo?
No.
Do you own any laboo-boos?
No.
Do you know what laboo-boos are?
Are those little, like, they look like Max from Where the Wild Things Are.
Yes. Like a little gremlin, little Furby.
So I found out they were popular. I saw everyone online is like fiending for them or something. I got a new phone like 2 weeks ago, and I had to like, I walked here in the city to the closest like store, and out front there was this woman, and she had tons of them. And I thought, are they really that hard to find, or were hers knockoffs?
Oh, well, if she's experiencing them as laboo-boos, then what is a knockoff really?
Well, that's what I said. Other than a
workaround in capitalism.
I had seen a friend say they had to have somebody, some stranger, mail them for her kids, and they came from overseas. And I was like, I could, do you want me to go back to that lady?
Well, I think that there is a big reseller market. It's you know, like a collectible. And I think it's you open a package and you don't know which one you're going to get is the vibe. Because I saw some videos of some of the queens from last season, Jules Sparkles and Anya, where they were like opening it and hoping they were going to get the right laboo-boo or whatever.
These were opened laboo-boos. You could pick which one you wanted.
Okay, well. Did you get one?
No,
are you
no
get
but
one?
I have to go back to the store. So I have to go back to the phone store. So I'll look and see if she's there when I go back this week.
I need to know how much they are. Are these... Because I'm on a website selling them. Some of these are expensive.
Yeah, I can... I'll ask her.
It's giving... a Tickle Me Elmo type of phenomenon.
Keep your phone handy. I'll FaceTime you from her booth.
Okay, last thing I need to discuss with you is All Stars 10.
Okay, I can give you I can give you 2 minutes.
If the people here haven't watched it yet, we will be having spoilers in the next 2 minutes.
There's no spoilers. Nobody goes home.
Oh, you're right. You're so right. I do love the new format. Sorry, I like it. I like it, and I like the idea that queens are having going into it. Deja Sky said it best, where she was like, "We have 3 episodes. I'm gonna show you every outfit I have. I'm gonna change every chance I get. Let's like showcase our drag. If I don't move forward."
I saw her also crying on a live though. So what's the truth?
Let her cry. She's a human.
She wasn't really crying. She was saying it's so unfair.
Oh, so what's
the truth? She was saying it's so unfair for the girls in the first group because our episodes are going to be done and most bars don't even start booking entertainers until halfway through the season. I said, girl, be glad that you're promised 3 episodes.
I understand both sides. And I
some people show up to All Stars and don't even get 3 episodes.
That's tea. Some people show up and some people don't get to show up, actually.
Right.
That's I think I think she's already making the most of it. Like, did you see you saw the episode when she's like styling the non-wigged
head? Yes.
I was like, you know what? Yes, you understand the assignment. You are here to make some fun TV. Thank you. You logged in, you clocked in. I appreciate what you're up to.
I'm like, you know who had 1 episode and got booked for an entire season? Vanjie. So, I mean, if you show up and get 3 episodes and can't do something worth getting yourself booked at a club, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear it crying on your live that it's unfair for...
She wasn't
that
crying.
It's unfair,
based on your own
that
words.
It's unfair for group one. She was whining. It's unfair for group one.
Now, if Ice Spice looked you in the eye and said, I hear you're an icon, but you're not giving me icon, how would you feel?
I mean, I don't know. I watched that first episode and thought, is this going to be All Stars where they're just nice to everybody the whole time? I don't love watching that. When there's room for critique. She was a little...
I don't think they were doing that.
Was a little timid. She was a little timid in 2 challenges so far. Maybe I wouldn't drag her and say you're not an icon, but I would maybe say... Step your pussy up, honey.
Yeah, I heard that Charlie XCX was supposed to be the premier, guest judge, and then that fell through. So Ice Spice,
It was.
Do I ever want to see Ice Spice again on Drag Race? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. There was something to be desired.
Well, okay. So all I want to say is I'm very glad Bosco's back on my screen. I really hope.
Oh, honey.
I hope Bosco advances from this round. I kind of like the point system, though I think it's a little silly because are the bottom four just going to always play trade around with their points?
I guess we'll see. I guess it depends on what we'll deal with.
I think it would be more fun for them to assign those points anonymously. And someone in the background's definitely keeping score, and you can lie right to your friend's face and say, I gave you the point, and it'll be revealed after the show that you didn't. But it's kind of dumb when all 4 of them are going to be like, well, I'll trade you a point if you trade me a point.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'll start shifting a little bit after episode 1 because it's like now people have different amounts of points. True. And you have to take that into consideration. But yeah, I agree. It should absolutely be anonymous. Because like the social pressure of the moment, you can tell... You will do the thing that you quote unquote should.
So let's say next week, if I'm saying to you, like, let's swap, and you're like, okay, I give my point to Corey, and then I'm like, just kidding, I give my point to Bosco. Can you backpedal and be like, well, fuck you then. I'm actually going to give my point to someone else too. Like, see, I think it just doesn't leave space for that sort of dynamic when they all have to sit in front of each other and say who's getting whose point.
I am here for the Bosco Renaissance.
Thank you.
And, I am also perhaps like the most excited for Irene, and I'm excited to see what she's up to. I mean, from this group, like, but oh my God, Bosco really came out the gates. I'm like, I'm standing. That's some next level drag.
By only
is some next level.
My complaint, Deja Sky complaining that she only gets three episodes. My complaint is I only get three episodes of Bosco.
No, you'll get more.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. she's on the way.
There are six queens from that season. What season is that? 14?
Yeah.
13?
Yeah, it's like a
14. So it's a lot of a lot of that season, but none of 12.
It's just
anyway.
It's interesting because it's like I really do like this layout, I feel. I just wish maybe they would have done it before season 10. I feel like we had a lot of room to have it. I will say, like, feeling like there's six queens only that are carrying a three-episode stint and me being bored by three of them makes some of that.
You are not bored by three of them. Ooh, but don't name them. Do you like all of Asia's Pokemon looks?
Asia? Yeah.
Asia.
I'm just like looking forward. I just know there will be groups that I might be more bored by.
Ooh. Well, why don't you just glass half full and enjoy who you enjoy?
I'm rooting for Bosco and Irene and Aja in this group, and I'm rooting for Ginger and Lydia, and I'm rooting for
go on.
Gorgeous, I guess.
I'm just happy to have this much drag on my TV. Yeah. I appreciate all of it.
And as two people who've been begging them for to change it up, they changed it up. So I'm grateful. There.
Yeah.
All right, where can people find you?
You can find me, girl. You can find me reselling Labubu's behind the Taco Bell.
Yeah, I love that for you.
I got opening my trench coat in I got dozens of dangling labubus. What do you need?
I love that. Do you even own one?
No, baby.
They're called boo-boos? No.
I can't. I can't get into collecting a new thing.
Oh, it's B-U-B-U. All right.
I'm so deep in my salt and pepper bag, I can't add labubus to the menu. Okay?
All right.
Where can people find you?
Here and there, all around the square, saying, catch me if you can.
Okay, you little freak. Bye.
Bye.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.